Alibaba and Squill, S&N BSP, order books for its $13.4 billion Hong Kong share sale have already been covered and LTQO, multiple times COMU and RQO, sources with direct knowledge of the matter said on Friday, as the e-commerce group kicked off its campaign for the secondary listing in the city gripped by protests. The Chinese e-commerce giant plans to list its shares in Hong Kong from November 26, where it is hoping to raise up to $13.4 billion, and it is marketing the deal to investors around the world. The sources said potential investors had been told that the LTQO, quality of demand is high and RQO, and that their LTQO, continues to be very strong feedback and RQO, about the deal. An Alibaba spokeswoman declined to comment. Pricing of their shares for institutional shareholders will be set on November 20, a prospectus lodged with the Hong Kong Stock Exchange shows. Retail investors will not pay more than HK$188 per share. In a first for the Asian financial hub, Alibaba said the listing would be fully automated and paperless to reflect its environmental standards, confirming an earlier Reuters story. Investment bankers familiar with the listing, however, said the move avoided a potential publicity nightmare of investors queuing at banks to place stock orders while protests raged around them. 4,000 people have been arrested in Hong Kong since June, and the territory and Squo's economy has sunk into recession for the first time in a decade as the anti-government demonstrations disrupt business and deter tourists. Earlier on Friday, Alibaba Group Chairman Daniel Zhang made no mention of the unrest in Hong Kong in a letter included in the company in Squo's supplementary prospectus. And LTQO, over the last few years, there have been many encouraging reforms in Hong Kong and Squo's capital market. During this time of ongoing change, we continue to believe that the future of Hong Kong remains bright, and LTQO, Zhang wrote. The share sale is set to be Hong Kong and Squo's largest in more than 9 years, and comes as Beijing seeks support from the semi-autonomous territory and Squo's tycoons and entrepreneurs to maintain a sense of business as usual in the face of more than 5 months of unrest. Alibaba had originally considered a Hong Kong initial public offering in 2013, but ultimately chose New York after failing to gain approval from Hong Kong regulators for its unusual governance structure. The institutional price will be finalized on November 20 following a book build which is underway for global investors. In the retail component, 12.5 million shares will be offered, which is 2.5% of the total deal, but that could be increased to up to 50 million, or 10% of the total transaction. Alibaba also has the option to exercise a so-called overallotment option to add an extra 75 million shares to the deal.